The Chief Executive Officer of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly AMA, Alfred Okovandepoy, says with effect from the 1st of next month, it will be an offence for hawkers to sell in traffic and illegal for people to buy while in traffic. He noted that people who flout this bylaw will face the full rigours of the law.
The bylaw is that if you sat in a vehicle and you bought from the vehicle, it is illegal.
Even though the vehicle is stationary, the traffic is not moving, it's red light and it's stopped, you cannot buy?
You cannot buy. The evidence is there and the data is also there to indicate that several individuals have lost their lives at these places where hawkers congregate to do business. Secondly, we now have an outbreak of cholera within our community. And just imagine the situation where today you have items such as trinke and fish being sold at these places. You have good fruit and all sorts of items being sold. You have such a water.
Which specific areas of Accra are you going to enforce this ballot? Is it the whole of Accra?
Specifically, the assembly has identified about 12 to 14 areas. And I can name a Malam Junction, First Light, Kanda, Kaukudi, Old Parliament House, 37. And so we are using the month of March to educate the public and to say that, for example, starting first, people, if you need to buy water, when the driver gets to a petrol station, just ask the driver, just go in there and pick your fresh, cool, sachet water. It is coming from a refrigerator. Your health is not at risk. Your health is assured.
Chief Executive Officer of AMA, Alfred Okovandepoy, speaking on the social implications of this directive, a social policy analyst, Dr. William Mahaji, believes the move will not be an easy task. He said most of these hawkers are from deprived families who are trying to make ends meet.
It's workable to a large extent, as the mayor is saying. We sustain the education and we also sustain the law enforcement processes. But it's not going to be easy because you have to look forward to lovely for these people, so that the market should be sufficient to accommodate almost all of them.
Is that the only challenge you perceive the AMA could be confronted with?
I think basically the people who buy the items themselves would also pose a challenge because of this huge traffic problem in Accra. Getting to the designated market becomes a challenge for shoppers. So the easiest way was to pick a thing or two off the street and go. So that's going to be one other challenge. Teach people how to follow rules. Otherwise, they will work towards making the exercise.
Is 1 month education enough to get people to know what to do?
What he's saying is that this is just the beginning, and the education will continue during the implementation of the program. If it breaks that, there's going to be a real problem.
What does that look with the social implications be?
Some of these people, hawkers, are coming from dysfunctional families, and some come from very poor families. For some of these street hawkers, this is the opportunity to raise some money, pay school fees, and support other siblings at home. And it may, in some cases, be the only breadwinner of their family. So there is that dimension that we have to look at. If it's a survival matter for them, if they move from here, they will relocate somewhere else. And so that would be one big challenge.
Social policy analyst Dr. William Mahaji in that interview with Abraham Asari. Radio Ghana sampled views of some hawkers at Kwame Nkrumah Circle on the exercise.
Yes, they are warning us. From about 3 years ago, they just allowed us to sell. Even from morning after in time, this took 24 hours. They are just allowing on their behalf. If they can have us to sell from 6 to 6 in the night market price, we are okay from it. Some of us, we are paying school fees, house rent, and those kind of things. If they are not allowing us to sell, what they want to ask, I'm pleading on the government behalf, it should talk to the mayor to allow us to sell even time. If the government is telling what I'm saying here, it should do that because if not, next election, we lose.
What Mr. Vandepoy has got out now, we switch off because they don't normally don't have even a station that we can park on, and he is insisting that he is not going to sell a sticker for the protest size garbage. But that one is not right. Vandepoy, please, we are pleading on his behalf. We are about the hawkers who started from the beginning. So if Vandepoy have come and continue, that one is not wrong.
Views of hawkers at Kwame Nkrumah Circle.